Hurricane Gustav made landfall this morning as almost 2 million people were evacuated from their homes, many still suffering the mental and physical scars of Katrina. Thena Robinson is just one of those who decided to leave New Orleans over the weekend, where she is studying law at Loyola University. Thena, welcome to News and Notes.
Hi, Tony.
Where are you right now?
I'm in Columbia, South Carolina.
Now, you evacuated on Saturday. Was that because it was mandatory, or did you make up your own mind?
I made up my own mind. I figured that at some point it would turn into a mandatory evacuation, and I wanted to get ahead of the traffic.
You know, to have gone through this once is bad enough. To be going through it a second time, I can't even imagine what that must have been like. As you were getting closer to having to make the decision to get up and get out, what went through your mind?
I immediately remembered what it was like 3 years ago, and I think that I was in sort of disbelief. I couldn't believe that I was going through it again. And the first thing I thought of was, okay, what do I need to take with me that I want to see again? Because I immediately thought of what happened during Katrina and how, you know, it just caught us all off guard, and I just wanted to be prepared.
What did you take?
I took photographs. I think that was the first thing that I reached for. Photographs. I brought with me some journals. I brought with me a Zulu coconut that I got at a Mardi Gras parade back in 2005 that I wanted to make sure that I kept with me. But there was so much that I couldn't take, and I tried to keep it simple, just things that I knew that I couldn't quite replace.
Did you give any thought this time to where you wanted to? One, it is an operable term, obviously, to where you had to go or could go or should go versus where you went the first time.
Yeah, this time I immediately evacuated or thought about evacuating to be with family. Last time I evacuated with classmates, and so most of my family lives on the East Coast or along the Southeast, and so I immediately knew that I wanted to be around people you know, that loved me, that cared about me, people that I knew wouldn't get too overwhelmed if I had to stay for a long period of time.
Was there a sense of panic at all among the people who live there that you know, your neighbors, when it came down to that final moment of having to, you know, get up and get away from there?
Yeah, there were definitely people that were panicked. But what was kind of interesting was that I think because a lot of us had been through this before, It's almost like we are evacuation experts now. We know exactly what to expect. We know that we knew that the traffic would be heavy. We knew that we needed to take things that were essential to us. And so even at my job, a few days before most people left the city, we had a hurricane strategy meeting. And, you know, we all sat down at our conference table, and we were just like, okay, so this is the deal. This is what's going to happen. If you have to leave, you know, we understand. It's almost like we're a little bit wiser now because of it. So while we were panicked, we were also kind of calm, knowing what to expect almost.
Let me follow that up with this. Out here in California, we're told to keep earthquake preparedness kits because you never know when it's going to hit. And when it does hit, you need to be able to get up and get away and have the things that you need with you readily at hand. Did you have something similar to that, a bag that was already packed or things that were in one closet that you could get to quickly when it came down to the possibility of having to move?
I had some storage bins that I kept in my apartment, and a lot of them were left over from having to evacuate and move before. So as soon as this hurricane started coming, I guess we knew that it was coming to this area, I immediately was just like, okay, I'm going to have to just get whatever I can into these bins and put them in my car.
One of the things that was made of the first attempt to, or misattempt perhaps is a better way to put it, to evacuate people from New Orleans after Katrina, was that it was not handled very properly by the authorities. This time around, how would you compare the government response to the preparation and evacuation of the citizens of the Gulf?
I definitely think that they did a better job. It appears as if the resources were coordinated a bit better. You know, as soon as we saw that this hurricane was coming, I immediately would hear news reports of buses being available to get people out of the city. I know that Amtrak, I believe, had a contract with the city to help move people along, and that is, it's so completely different than what it was before, because I remember that buses didn't arrive until you know, after the fact. This time, people were getting out well ahead. So it definitely seems as if that the response has changed. I think that people did learn their lesson a bit with this storm and didn't take anything for granted. And so it definitely appears that it was a bit more coordinated.
Why did you go back after Katrina, and will you go back after Gustav?
You know, I initially wasn't sure if I was going to go back after Katrina, but I think that I was so, you know, I realized, you know, that there's that whole song, Do You Know What It Means to Miss New Orleans? I didn't get it until I left after the storm, and I was evacuated in Atlanta for a period of about 6 months, and it just started setting in that, you know, New Orleans is truly a special place. I felt like I could have a better impact if I were back in the city trying to help people. And so that drew me back to the city. I mean, it truly is an amazing place. And as far as whether or not I'll go back now, definitely. I can't see leaving New Orleans at this point. And I know some people don't understand that. They might think that's sort of silly, but it truly is a unique city. And the people are amazing. The culture is amazing, and so it's just such a hard place to stay away from.
Do you ever wonder why us twice now?
You know, what are the chances? And it's so crazy because the anniversary of Katrina was just on August 29th, and that was, I remember evacuating on a Sunday. The storm hit on a Monday, and the same thing has kind of happened now, though I evacuated Saturday. The storm hits on Monday, so it's just very unusual.
Athena, thank you so much for sharing your story with us. Good luck to you also.
Thank you so much.
Athena Robinson is a law student at Loyola University in New Orleans. She evacuated from the city to South Carolina on Saturday.